So we had before a number of piskei halachos, as Rashi says, regarding trying to be memayet the halal hasukkah from the bottom, in terms of bittul, as we saw in the various cases discussed before. Now we have another case, which has to do with the possibility of being memayet the halal hasukkah of Esrim, but not from the bottom, rather from the top. In other words, rather than creating more karka on the bottom, we have to create a different level schach on the top, and therefore perhaps again we should have a kashrus with sukkah. What's the case discussed in the Gemara? Haisa gevoa me'esrim amma. You have a problematic sukkah, gevoa me'esrim, v'hutsin yoredin b'toa chof amma. Rashi says, hutsin shel schach v'sheyen hatuluyen. You have the branches, which are the ikar schach, and then you have the tips that are hanging down, their leaves that are connected to the branches that are the ikar schach, and that's what the hutsin are. They are dangling, you could say, in the space of chaf am. So what do we say now? Do we have a problem still, or is it better? So the psak was given, im tzilasa miruba mechamasam ksheira, v'imlav pesula. If the hutsin that are betochaf, they have the enough that would be considered valid for schach in its own right, then the sukkah is kosher. But if not, if it's not tzilasa miruba, then psula, then it remains pasul. Rashi says, im tzilasam shel osam hutsin, miruba mechamasam, meaning to say, in other words, you separate what's on top. If that wouldn't be here, just look at what is in within chaf, which is the hutsin. If that would have enough to be considered tzilasa miruba, ksheira, says Rashi, de maninan esrim mehenu lamata. So then you would count the esrim from that and below, and therefore it's a kashrus with sukkah. That's the case that's clear. Tzilasa miruba kasher, imla psula. There's another case, we have to see it now, we have to look at it more carefully, separate. But what does it say now? Another example, haisa gvoa yud tvachin, behutsin yordin betoch yud. Here we know that there's another halacha, that the sukkah has to be yud tvachin and not less. Suppose you have the hutsin that are yordin letoch yud. Savar abaye lemeimar, so abaye thought in this case, that im chamasim meruba mitzilasim ksheira. So if the hutsin that are dangling within yutfachim are chamasim meruba, so then there's no problem. I still have a sukkah that's yutfachim, not less than yutfachim, because you don't count that for anything. And this Rava responds, amalei Rava ha-dira sruchi. No, because to the extent that the hutsin that are yordin toch, even though it's chamasa meruba, but it interferes in some way and you're walking through, that's called a dira serucha, a spoiled dira, an inadequate dira, it's not good living quarters, the ein adam dar b'dira serucha. In other words, what seems to be the issue? In terms of the machitzos themselves, Rava doesn't take issue with Abaye. The machitza is a valid machitza of Yutfachim, and the din of Yutfachim presumably is based on the inyan of Ashir Machitza, we'll see later in the Sugyas of Chol Pachas Kon Rav Yehuda, the Tanah Rav Yehuda. The Gemara learns out of a Pasuk that you need a Machitza Sasara. So do you have Machitza Sasara here? The Hutsin are below Yud, but they're not really Tzilasa Meruba. That's not real Schach. So in terms of the Machitza, there's no problem. In that regard, Abaye and Rava are in agreement. The Rava comes from another angle. He says, but Lamaisa, you have here a problematic dira, it's a dira smucha, so therefore it's still a problem. That's in the second case. Rashi says, Savar Abaye lemeimar, dechihecha debegovha lo mimati lehachshir, hecha shechamasa meruba mitzilasan. Just as in the case before, we understood that if it's hutsin that a chamasa meruba, they are not going to make the sukkah kasher, they don't count for anything. So too, in the Muchanami, if the hutsin go down below Yud, below Yud Fachim, lo mimati lifso. And therefore, v'im chamasim ruv mitzilasim ksheira. And this Rabbi took issue by saying it's a dira srucha, and again, that's a separate inyan. Okay, so let's come back to the first example in the Gemara. So we have Tzchach, which is Lamal Me'esrim, but we have Chutzim that are Lamata Michaf. So what do we have here? If the Chutzim, these tips, are Tzilasa Meruba, then we say Kasha. In Rav, then Tzula. So the first thing to notice is that we have to bring ourselves into the Sugya. I wanted you to look at the Tosus and Daftes Amid Beis. Not that we're going to be able to learn the Tosus for itself, but just a couple of key lines that are relevant for our Sugya, where Tosus brings it in. This is a very basic issue that has to be addressed before anything else. When we discuss our Gemara, and we say that Chutzin, that are Tzilasa Meruba Mechamasa, then we say Kshera, no question about it. That was a Psak in a Rashi's Beis Medrash. What's the problem? There is a Gemara on Daf Tes on the Beis that presents the following issue. If I have Schach Kosher, which is mixed, Me'urav, Mitzdarev, I should say the other way around, Schach Pasul, that's Mitzdarev with Schach Kosher. The Gemara feels that that's a fundamental problem. The case over there is sukaso osa sukaso tachas ha'ilan. If we assume now that the branches of the ilan are mechuber is pasu peschach. So the Gemara has a kasha there that Rava made a statement that if the ilan, which is above the sukkah, is chamasa meruba mitzilasa, there's nothing to worry about. It's only a problem if the ilan is silasa meruba. But the Gemara had the question, so what if the ilan is only chamasa meruba mitzilasa? In fact, the Gemara there, v'chi chamasa meruba mitzilasa mai havi, how come it starev schach pasul bahadi schach kasha? That's the Gemara's question. Rashi explains that mechuber is schach pasul, as we know, ba'aspecha megarnacham yikvecha, so schach has to be, what you gather has to be talush. Psolus goren v'yekev. Therefore you need talush. And how can you have here a case of a sukkah that's kosher if you have mechuber, which is schach pasul, that's mitzdarif bahari schach kosher? Now, Tosus, in connection to this Gemara, deals with our Gemara. He references our Gemara. And there's really two approaches in terms of this issue as it relates to our Gemara. L'chor, the question we can ask is a similar question in our sugya. What do I have? Chutzin that are, in fact, Tzilasa Meruba Mechamasa. Okay? So what does he say in the Gemara? Kashin. Wait. But you have the rest of the schach, the ikar schach, which is l'mal mechav. So how can we say that it's kosher if the suhutzin are silas and meruba, but what about the problem of mitzdar schach pasam adi schach kosher? That's the issue. So what are the two ways that we can resolve this question? So the first answer that emerges from Tosus here, again, it's not our inyan for itself, but it's relevant because of this point, that the problem of mitzdarv schach pasul b'hadi schach kosher is only true when the schach kosher needs the schach pasul for the shir schach. Namely, the schach pasul is chamasu meruba, and the schach pasul is what gives you the requisite amount of tzel that's machshir the schach. And therefore you have to command to the schach pasul for the shir schach. That's when the Gemara will be asking this question. This is what Tosus presents in the beginning. However, if I have independent of the schach pasul, have enough sale in the schach kasher, then the Gemara will never be asking a kasha of mitzvah schach pasul by schach kasher. Now, Tosus has rayas to this. We're not going to go through any of the other rayas except from our Gemara. Tosus brings a raya from Tezvav, Shpudim, so on. But this is the yesod of Tosus over there, just a second. Just to see the key words in Tosis that we're talking about. The second line, Tosis begins, V'im asuka shetachas ha'ilan, misucheches karaui, shetzilas mru mechamasa. If the sukkah under the tree has enough tzel, lav mistavre shetipasal mishum tzir tzchach pasal. Why is that? Kevin dechishak l'sreg l'pasal akati tzilas meruba. Because if you take away the tzchach pasal, I would still have enough tzel. So therefore, the Gemara never would ask such a kasha. Rather, she'ein tzilas meruba el machmas ha'pasal ayri. Now, Tosis, a little further down, relates to our sugya. V'od aminan le'il. Okay, so go down to right where he quotes our sugya. V'od aminan le'il. This is the Gemara that we just read. Ha'isa gevoa me'esrin, v'hutzin yordin le'toch esrin. Im tzilasam, v'ruba mechamasan k'shera. So what does Tosis see in our Gemara? A support to what he just told us. How can it be that it's kosher if the hutzin create enough tzel? What happened to the issue of mitzdarech schach pasa b'hadi schach kosher? The answer is exactly what we just said. Because if there's enough to be machshir the schach ha-kosher, then the fact that there's also mitzdarech imo schach pasa, if you would take away the schach pasa, I'd have enough schach kosher. There's never a problem with mitzdarech. That's the answer to this question. You want to ask something?
Were we saying that it's only puzzle if the schach kasher on the bottom needs the schach puzzle on top? Is that only to be mashlin the schach, or it needs it in general to stay
to be mashlin? In other words, to be... No, that we're going to get to all those other things soon. We're going very slow. We're not rushing too much, right?
It means right now
to be mashlin. To be mashlin. That's what Tosis is discussing. Now, these are all important. Yeah, I know what you bring in, but let's go to the other half of the Tosis. And here Tosis brings, and you're going to see these two positions are going to play out. Tosis here versus Tosis in Erevin. Tosis in Erevin has both possibilities. Tosis here goes like one. Later on in the Tosis, Tosis brings Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. Again, all the applications, that's not our sugi right now, but only binogea what we need for our Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam feels that the problem of mitzdarech schach pas by schach kasher, the answer to why you won't have that issue over here in our Gemara is because we don't view schach l'malam me'esim as schach pas. In other words, in the Gemara's case, we're talking about psul mechuber. Psul mechuber, that's called schach pasul. From the perspective of schach pasul like mechuber, we could have the problem of mitzdarech even if I have enough in the schach hakasher of tzel to be machshir, but lemaisa I have schach pasul mitzdarech imo. That's also a problem. But that's only when we're talking about real schach pasul. So why is our sugya better? So I have enough tzel in the hutzin, but l'maisa mitzdarech imo schach of l'malam echad. There should be a problem according to Rebbeinu of mitzdarech. The answer is because l'malam echad is not called schach pasul. It's not going to be kasher for the sukkah because of its location, but inherently it's not pasul. Rabbeinu Tam's lashon is quoted here in Tosis and Sukkah. Rabbeinu Tam the Farish. Delamala me esrim lochashiv schach pasul me achash ein apsul ela machmas golba. Psul is not inherent to the schach. It's because of where it's positioned. That's not called schach pasul. Lashon Tosis in Erevin is, and he quotes Rabbeinu Tam over there. It says lochashiv schach pasul kokach. Dilchashiv kokach schach pasul, hoel v'havi schach kasher im hayel matam ichav. If it would be in a different place, it would be fine, so it's not so much called schach pasul. These are in Yanim, of course, that are very nogeya for the sugi later, and daf tes and daf yud.
Mm-hmm.
So we have here two ways to understand our Gemara relative to the inyan of the problem of mitzdarf schach bas vay schach kasha. Either you'll say that the problem doesn't exist when you have enough schach, enough tzeil in schach kasha. That's one solution. Or you have to assume, no, there would be a problem even if I have enough tzeil, but the reason that's not a problem in our Gemara is because you don't have a schach pasul here. It's schach that's not, you can't be machshir schach sukkah, that schach is mal mechah, but that's not called schach pasul to be pasul. Okay, this is one piece in terms of just laying the groundwork for the sukkah. Now there's a whole other layer that we have to insert into our Gemara, having read our Gemara, and that's the sukkah in Erevin. Before I read it inside, let's speak out the basic outline of the kashas that are raised vis-a-vis the sugya in Erevin, the sugya of Miksas Chach, Ramata Michaf, and Miksas Chach Amal Michaf versus the sugya of Hutzin. We'll speak it outside, then we'll get into the nuances and nitty-gritty of reading the Gemara. Because really, there are two ways to learn the Gemara in Erevin, and depending on how you learn the sugya in Erevin, you're going to have a different kasha on our Gemara. Okay, what does it say in our Gemara again? Hutzin Ramata Michaf. If Tzilasa Meruba, then kasher. If Chamasa Meruba, then it's pasul. That's the Gemara here. What's the sugya in Erevin about? So you have Miksas, you have a case both by Mavui and by Sukkah, where you have not about Hutzin, but about Schach, where part of the Schach is Lamata Michaf, part of Schach Mal Michaf, or so by Korah, Mishum Heker, the one lash in the Gemara. So it has to be Ramata Michaf, but if part of it is Ramal Michaf, what would you say? Half is above, half is where it should be. So, the Gemara is going to have two Lashonos initially in Rabbah. In according to one Lashon, the first Lashon, Sukkah is Pasul, Mavui is Kasher. The second Lashon is the other way around, that Sukkah is Kasher and Mavui is Pasul. Let's focus on Sukkah for now. So let's say, according to one Lashon, we say that Sukkah is a problem. Part of the Schach is a Mata, part of the Schach is a Mala, and that's Pasul. Second Lashon says the Yotnot will be Kasher. What is the case that we're talking about? The Schach that's below, the part that of the schach that's where it should be, the mata michaf. Is there enough to be machshir that schach, where it is, if you take away the part that's above? Again, I'm not reading the Gemara yet, just outside. Do I have enough in that part of the schach to create enough tzeil? Or is it only because of the schach that's above chaf that I have enough tzeil? So, the Gemara says that there could be one of two possibilities. Let me put it this way. The Rishonim have a debate how to understand the case in the Gemara. The Gemara has a lashon that if you take away the top part of the schach, it would be chamasa miruba mitzilas. What does that mean? Does that mean that lemaisa right now, when I'm looking at the situation, if I would strip away the top chelik of the schach, I don't have enough tzeil in front of me to be machshir? Is that the case? That the first lashon of Abba says is pasul? Or does it mean something else? That if I would take away the top layer of schach, then the bottom layer would not be able to stay. It would not be have enough support, and the mele it would turn into chamasa b'mitzilas. In other words, not that right now it is in a state that it doesn't have enough tzeil. Right now it is in a state that has enough tzeil, but it would become chamasa b'mitzilas. That's the question in the Rishonim, how to learn the case in the Gemara in Erevin. What is it that we're going to have to ask from the sugya in Erevin And again, according to one Lashon, it's pasul by sukkah. According to the other Lashon, it will be kosher. What would be the problem from the sugya in Ervin to the sugya over here? So, depending on how you understand the case in Ervin, it's going to be a different kasha. So let's first understand the case in Ervin, that if you would take away the top layer of Srach, what would I have? I would have Chamasa Meruba Mitzilas. In other words, Mamish right now. Now they would turn into it. The bottom layer of Srach does not give me enough tzeh. So what would be the kasha on our Gemara? From that our Gemara says, if the Hutsin are going down, and they don't provide Tzilasa Meruba in Lav, Sula. So what's the kasha? Sula, but we have the second Lashon of Rabba and Ervin says that in a similar case by Srach, Lamata, Mitzasa Lamata, Mitzasa Lamala, would be kasher. There's a sheet that says kasher. So how do you fit wise Hutsin worse than the case of Mitzas Chach Amal and Mitzas Amal, that according to one Lashon, that would be kasher? That would be one way to ask the kasher. Why is Hutsin worse? But if I learned the Sugin Ervin the other way, the case is not that right now, if I took away the top layer, I would have left not enough sail. I have enough sail if I take away the top. But the problem is that if I would take away the top layer of Tzrach, so the bottom layer would not be able to stay, and ultimately what would happen is it would turn into Chamasim or Mitzilasim. But right now, by itself, there's enough sail, just that it wouldn't have the support of the top, and therefore it would become Chamasim or Mitzilasim. So then, what would be the kasha on our Gemara?
So if
that's the pshat, then the kasha would be a different kasha. Because here it says, if tzilasa meruba by the hutsin, then it would be kasha. The hutsin are supported by the ikerschach. And here it says, if tzilasa meruba by the hutsin, it would be kasha. And yet, what do you have in Ervin? According to the first lashon of Rava, it says that case like that by Sukkah, Miksah, Salamam, Salamata, the Schach would be Pasa. So again, I'm just trying to frame for you what would be, again, without the details of the Sugi, just to understand that if you're going to ask a Kasha from the Sugi in Ervin to the Sugi over here, it's a different Kasha depending on how you're understanding the case of Miksah, Salamata, Miksah, Salamata in Ervin. Again, just to quickly go over again. And then we'll see the Sugi itself inside. If the case in Ervin is discussing, again, one Lashon of the Gemara there, the first Lashon is that Sukkah is Pasul. It makes a Srach Amal Sef Ramat. The other Lashon says that Sukkah would be Kasher. What is the case? Either the case is that it's by itself Chamasa Meruba Mitzilasa, the bottom part of the Srach, doesn't have enough tzeil, you need the top to be able to give enough tzeil. Or the case is that, no, there is enough tzeil, but without the top, it would become lacking tzeil. Something it would not be able to hold, and memela, you'd end up ending with chamasim or mitzilasim. Again, those are two ways to understand the case. And again, there's two lishonos in the Gemara where the sukkah is kasha, sukkah is pasul. What would be the kasha from Hutsin? Hutsin, it says, straightforward psak. If they are lamata mechaf and the tzilasim ruba, kasha. If they're not tzilasa meruba, then the pasul. What would be the kasha now from the sugya in Ervin? If we understand the case in the sugya in Ervin, that by itself there's not enough tzeil on the part of the schach that's lamata. So then, how can there be a man d'amar there that says kasher, even though you need the top part to give you enough tzeil, and here it's straightforward pasul that it's pasul. If Pshat in the Gemara Ervin is that you don't have enough, you have enough to say on the bottom, but it would become Chamas Ruba if you took away the top. So how could it be a mandamid there that's pasul because it would become Chamas Ruba if you took away the top? Here it says clearly that if it's Tzilasa Meruba by the Hutsin, it's Kash. This is going to be the outline. Now the fine print, okay? Let's see the Suganer. Because I just talked about Sukkah, talked about Mavu. Now let's look carefully. And this is all, I'm not going to start any of the Tosis in today. I know it's already beginning to feel overwhelming. Not quite, but Tosis here, Tosis Erev. And you'll see after this, hopefully, the easier to read the Tosis and understand what's going on. Let's just read the words of the Gemara Erev and just bring out basic Ha'aris. And then, in terms of the Cheshbon that we just presented, and the various ways to ask the kashas on the two sugyas, that's what we're going to see in Tosis, in Bayas and Tosis in Erevin. Let's read the sugya in Erevin first. Zakt Gemara, Miksas Kora v'toch Esrim, Miksas Kora l'malamias. One case. Another case, Miksas Chach v'toch Esrim. Mixes chach l'mal meyes. That's the case by Sukkah. Amar Rabba, this is the first lashon of Rabba. B'mavui kasher, b'sukkah pasul. By mavui it works. If some of it was below, even though some is above, by Sukkah the same case would be pasul. So the Gemara now tries to understand. What are the inner workings of this issue, and why should there be a distinction? Zog the Gemara, Maishna b'mavui d'kasher. Why are you telling me that it's kasher by mavui? Why don't you have a problem with the fact that some of the korah is above, is in shir umal me'asrim? Why is it okay? D'aminan klosh. Because I say a yesod called klosh. Klosh means you can peel away the top layer, and you imagine it wasn't here, and now, if I do that, I can have a perfect korah, because now I have a korah that's below chav. Rashi, roen ki'ilu, nital oso ovi, that thickness that's above chav would be stripped away, hayotzi l'malote korah daka. So imagine it would be a thin beam. But if that's correct, if that's what you're doing, you're saying klosh, sukkah nami lema klosh. So do the same thing for sukkah. Imagine that the top layer of schach is peeled away, and I have my schach that's in a perfect place where it should be. But the Gemara says, no, I can't say klosh. So no, we have to start thinking, what is this klosh all about? This driving force that the Gemara is working with to be machshiv is klosh. That's the key to this. Part of the sugya has to be thought about through this prism of klosh, at least right now. Sigmar says, no, klosh doesn't work, because ikaushis, if you're going to peel away the top layer of schach, you're not going to have a kosher sukkah. Why? Because havelah chamasa ruv mitzilasa. If you peel away the top layer of schach, I'm going to have, quote, Chamasim b'tzilasa. Here I have two perushim on those words that I just spoke out before. What does the Gemara mean? If I took away the top layer of schach, I'm going to have chamasim b'tzilasa. Either because I don't have enough sail on that bottom layer of schach. That's what it means. So l'maisa in and of itself is chamasim b'tzilasa. Or the Gemara means, the other way is, it would become that. If the top layer would peel away, then the bottom layer wouldn't be able to support itself, and the melee would turn into chamas and mitzilas. So therefore, how can you say klosh by sukkah? Yeah, Nachum.
I just wonder, what's the, I don't think I understand the tzvidus of the second tzad.
It would not have enough to be able to support itself, and therefore it would start dropping, and it would turn into, with a matter of not very long period of time, it would become chamas and mitzilas. So that which it can remain as such, as silas and movements, because of the support of the top layer of schach. The other pshat is that, no, it, in and of itself, that layer of lower schach is chamas and ruben. So the Gemara says, if you ask the svar why you can't be machshir by sukkah because of klosh, so hachinami, why don't we say the same thing as by mavui, that klosh is not going to solve your problem. Why? Because ikaushis, if you're going to peel away the top part of the beam, havilah korah nitelis beruach. You're going to have also a beam that's pasul for mavoi. Why? Because there's a shear, as Rashi explains, that the beam has to be strong enough to be able to accept bricks. And if it would be pulled away by the wind, it's not kasher for machshir, the machshir the mavoi that we have. And therefore, the same problem that you're telling me that exists by sukkah, that ikalsh is havilei, so that would be the same thing over here. It would, again, parallel to sukkah. In other words, it is a situation where it doesn't have what it would not be able to stand by itself, or it would become that. And therefore, again, what's the difference between sukkah and mavi? Ela kacha. So why are you telling me that mavi is okay? If you peel away the top layer, you're not going to have a strong enough beam to be kasher for machshir or mavi. The answer is akach nasu kishpudin shomateches. We view it; it's as if you'd have spit made out of metal. In other words, I view it as having the strength of what a korah needs to be. What does this mean? So Rashi a little later makes it clear l'chora, because this idea of klosh is not for real; it's pretend, right? Really, what do I have? I really have the top layer. So l'maisa, I have here a strong enough beam. For purposes of being machshir, I can imagine it's not here. But for purposes of giving it the status of a strong enough beam, I have a strong enough beam, l'maisa, because the top part gives the bottom part the support, and therefore it is called a korah that is kasher, because it's nasa kishbun shematachas. So if that's what you're saying by mavui, then hachinami, since say the same thing by sukkah. Again, even though without the top part it would be chamas mitzvah, or whatever the pshat might be, but lemaisa, that's only the imaginary klosh. But lemaisa, what do I have here? I have here a valid tzivas mechamas. I have tzivas mechamasa, even though I wouldn't have it without the top part, because it would either become chamas mitzvah or I don't have it, the etzem. But lemaisa, right now I have tzivas mechamas, because together, as things stand right now, I have enough to be viewed as a valid sukkah. So what's the difference? So that's the Gemara's kasha. What's the difference? Rashi says a little later, by the next lashon, it just makes clear. My machshir is the sukkah. Rashi says, "Rohen hu dekamrinan v'lo shakilna min amid." I'm not really taking it away. So the Gemara says, "Okay, so what's the achra here?" Amar Rav Parzakya. This is the basis for the difference. Sukkah de liyachidhi lo midka. Sukkah, which is designed for individuals, you're not going to take notice if, suppose, the bottom part begins to slip and now you only have the part that's in the problematic spot, problematic location, and you're not going to notice, and therefore there's a problem. In other words, a din not a din derais, a din derabbanan. Rabbanan said, we're not going to allow such a case by sukkah. Maybe the gather of the Rabban is not to say klosh, maybe it's stomach zera. But in mavoi, there's no such concern. The Rabban, it's for many people, so there, if something goes wrong, people will take notice, mitkri adad. This is one reason why we'd be more machmir by sukkah, based on the svara of mitkri. Second, Ravina Amar, stamazai, Ravina says there's a difference between sukkah and mavoi, because one is a deraisa, one is a drabana. Sukkah deraisa, achmil barabana. Again, he clearly says it's a din drabana. It's a din deraisa of sukkah, you're not going to be mekayim with a sukkah if there's a problem in the schach. The chacham will machmi not to allow such a case. Again, the gather of the chacham's reason could be they don't want to say klosh, the din deraisa. But mavoi drabana, achmil barabana. So fundamentally, klosh should work. But there's a din drabanan that for sukkah, either for the reason given in the Gemara or stamazai because it's a deraisa, they are machmir. This is one lashon in the Gemara. Let's see the whole how it plays out. Now the Gemara says the opposite lashon. So according to this lashon, what sukkah is pasum love is kashin. Now the Gemara plays out shakim v'tayin the other direction. Avada b'masna masni hashmaitza deraba ipcha. Amar Rabba, what did Rabba say the other way around? Mavoi pasul. Mavoi, such a case is no good, but sukkah k'sheir. So now the Gemara challenges the logic in the other direction. So what are you telling me? Sukkah is good. Maishna sukkah d'ksheira. Why are you telling me sukkah is kasher? Dambina klosh. Because I say, peel away the top layer of schach, I have valid schach on the bottom, which is in a good place. But mavui nami leva kosa, so say the same thing by mavui. One says, no, you can't do that by mavui. Why? Ikaoshis, havelo koren telis baruach. If I peel away the top layer of the beam, I won't have enough of a strong beam that's kosher for mavui. It would be taken away with the wind. So then if that's true, hachinami ikaoshis, if you peel away the top layer of schach, havelech amasimu mitzilas. Again, the two ways that we played out before, that would be the meaning of the Gemara. If I didn't have the top, it would either become, or it would, that's what you have here in the bottom part. El al karchach, how come it's okay by sukkah? The second lesson is okay by sukkah, because nasa silasa mimichamasa. Because lemaisa, we're not really, look at the Rashi. El al, my machshir is besukkah, second line from the bottom, mishim da al karchach hashta, we're not really taking it away. We're just imagining. We're not taking anything away. So it's. So then view it as if you have strong metal bars here. That even if you take it away, because. So the Gemara says, okay, so what's the basis for the distinction according to this lashon? That sukkah would be kosher. Amar Rabbi Hazakya, sukkah deliyachid hi, ramei nafshe midkar. Here we use this for the other direction. Sukkah would be for a yachid, so a yachid would take achrayas. Because he knows it's all on him. So if something goes wrong, he will notice and make sure to fix it, therefore we're machshir. Mavoy, on the other hand, delarabim hi, it's involving a lot of people being able to allow them to carry. No, you know what happens when you have no one in charge? So samchi adadi v'lo midkiri. Then everyone relies on the other one and no one's going to take care of it. Dami inchi, the people say, the expression k'der debe shutzvi, if you have a pot of for partners, lo chamim v'lo karira, it's not going to get hot, it's not going to get cold, whatever has to happen, no one's going to deal with it. Nothing's going to get done, everyone relies on the next one. And therefore, the Chachamim were more machmir, again, Dindra Rabbanan b'pashtus, the Chachamim were machmir, fundamentally should be kosher based on what you sowed. Again, we've seen pulled out of this sugya is what you sowed. The basis to be machshir is what? One word. Klosh. But there's technical reasons why Dindra Rabbanan, they would say, according to the first lesson, that sukkah is no good, because it's a yachid, or because it's a dindaraisa, or the other lashon that by mavi it's no good because it's for the rabbim, or Ravina says the other direction sukkah d'oraisa lo by chizuk. I don't have to be machmir by sukkah. It's a din d'oraisa, mavi d'rabbanan by chizuk. Yeah. So now this is one part of the sukkah in Erevin. There's a whole other part of the sukkah that we'll have to wait for. The Gemara continues. My have yala. So you have Rabbi Bar Ula says zevez apostle. You have to know what he's saying. Why does he say zevez apostle? Does he mean because he argues on the whole Yisrael of Klosh Midoraisa? Does he hold, he do say Klosh Midoraisa, but I hold Rabbanan, they made a Xer in both cases, unclear. And then you have Rava, which is its own world, Zebe Zekasha Chalal, Sukkatan Chal Mabitnan, we have to wait. According to Rava, we have to know whether Klosh has anything to do with anything. We're not yet in Rava. But just to come back to the part of Sukkah that we just read, a simple question. Noah. Simple question.
Yeah, it's. I don't understand how Klosh gets carried into the Rabbah Miprazidi.
No, so what he's doing is he's creating a problem midrabanan based on either a svara of whether it'll be noticed or not, or based on the status of the din being the Raisa Drabanan, again, the two Lashonos in the Gemara. Where does Klosh fit into this? So it sounds like there is a basis to say Klosh. But there's a Drabbanan that says that it doesn't work. Maybe the Drabbanan were saying, in effect, to ignore Klosh, or to see maybe a Mashmos like that in Tosavos. Maybe the Chum Stam to make a Gzeir for the reasons spelled out in the Gemara. But what I want to understand with you together is this Klosh idea that seems to be the saving grace here, to be Machshir, fundamentally. Maybe even the Drabbanan, maybe only the Raisa. Whether by sukkah, by mavui, so we're talking about sukkah now. Why the need for this concept of klosh to come and save the day? Why do I need to come on to any so-called klosh? A very simple question. We already discussed the Tosis and Daftes on the Beis. From the perspective of Mitztarev Schach Pasul Badi Schach Kasha in our Sugya by Hus. And what did Tosis tell us? Two approaches to resolve the problem of why not say that just because you have Maspik Schach of Hutsin Lamata of Tosa Meruba, but why isn't a problem that the Mitztarev Schach Pasul Badi Schach Kasha? So one answer was, because the problem of Mitztarev is only a problem if I don't have enough in the part that's kosher. If I have enough sale and schach kosher, no problem of Mitztarev. Second lashon was that schach amal mechav is not called schach pasul at all. Let's go one by one. So the first answer of Tosis, if I have enough in the schach kosher to give me sale, there's no problem of Mitztarev schach pasul and schach kosher. Very good. So there's no problem with Starry. So what more do I need to say to understand why you can be machshir, mixas chach lamala, mixas chach lamata? If the mixas chach lamata has enough in it to give tzel, so what do I need to say that close, if I peel away, then I have enough. What do you need kosh? Who's talking about kosh? Who needs kosh? The Gemara wants to be machshir because of kosh, but the Gemara presents a problem. But if I say kosh, then I may have run into another issue. What do I need, this idea of kosh? Even according to the second approach in Tosis. If the Tosis says that you can use schach amala michaf to mitztarev to make enough tzel, that's a chidush, but that's what Tosis says. Because it's not really schach pasul. So why do I need to use the svar of klosh in order to allow me to understand why I have kashu schach? I have kashu schach because I have kashu schach. Because I have no problem with mitztarev schach pasul, I schach kashu. What is the underlying yesod that I think you have to extract from the Sugyan Ervin that seems to dictate that I need to resort to a concept called klosh in order to understand why I can be machshir eschach that is part of it l'mal, part of it l'mat? After all, I have enough tzeh l'mat. What's wrong? If I don't have the problem of mitztarev, so then I solved my problem. What more is there to talk about? No, I have to say close. I have to peel away the top. Why? We're going to hear what I'm asking. Yeah.
No, several points.
Now, just this issue. Hold it. Whatever after. But no, I'm telling you what.
The problem with the Gemara wasn't just that. Oh, you have a mitztarev problem.
The Gemara is not dealing with mitztarev.
I'm
asking, if I solve mitztarev, what else do I have to solve?
The Gemara is not only dealing with
mitztarev. But we know that there's answers to the problem of mitztarev. The two answers that we gave from Tosfos Daf Tes. So, but what's that other problem? Why do I need
part of your stuff?
There's a problem that Kosh is coming to solve, and then we still have to deal with mitztarev apparently, and that's what Daf Tes and Beis and Tosfos is about. But I'm asking from the other direction. If I have the answer to mitztarev, what exactly is klosh all about? What do I need to use these concept of klosh? What does this seem to suggest?
Here it's all one piece of schach.
This is mamish. How are you machaving to other people in the room? I'm guessing, right? It's miksha achas. It's one piece of schach. Klosh allows us to separate the top layer from the bottom layer. But if I don't say close, then apparently I have a problem here. If it's one entity, it's one schach, and apparently if that one piece of schach has a part of it that's in the wrong position, in l'mala mechav, then that should be viewed as a problematic sukkah because schach is l'mala mechav. Part of it is l'mata mechav. Yeah, but it's all one piece of schach. What is Klosh doing for us? Klosh says, no, imagine the top part is not here, and all I have is the bottom. That's what Kosh is allowing us to do. It's allowing us to view the schach, the bottom layer, as separate from the top. And therefore, if it's separate, then I can be machshir, but then Gemara deals with the other issues that fall out, that come out from that. But why I have to say Kosh? Because without saying Kosh, the idea schach has to be in the proper place, it means the entire schach has to be. If it's all one piece of schach, then the presumption would be that the entire schach has to be in the right position. For this already, we should backtrack. Let's go through the reasons for why schach can't be lamal mecha. What's the first reason on that day? Zemir Aleph. Shalta ba'en. Schach lamal mecha is lo shalta ba'en. Now, wait a second. If I have a schach that miksasa lamata mecha and miksasa lamal mecha. No, so is it shalta ba'en or is it lo shalta ba'en? The bottom part of the schach is lamata mecha, but shalta ba'en. So why would I say that, again, you need klosh, because otherwise the schach is, it's one piece and part of Israel Malmicha. The top layer of the schach, anyway, can't see. So the shalta ba'en is always going to be the part of the schach that's facing down. And that part of the schach is, in fact, within eye range. So what am I saying? So how could I say there's a problem in the schach being partly Malmicha because the schach is in the wrong place? Sounds like a good question. What am I talking about? Chayra, Shalta Be'en I have?
Isn't it also something wrong with that deal with it a little, that you were saying you didn't push it up? I know that's part of the...
Maybe you say it's fair that even though that's the reason why this chach under 20 is good and above 20 is bad, so technically if you have a little bit under 20, it should be good, but still, since once we're koveya, once we say that if it's under 20, then once you say that over 20 it's not good, we're kovea that as puzzle stuff.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. You could say maybe like that, but I think you could say more lundish than that. When we say shalta ba'ena, do we actually mean the poel mamish, that it has to be visible, or does it mean that the potential of shalta ba'ena is what's necessary? When you have schach that has a thickness, so is the pshat you just need to be shalta ba'en on the bottom of the schach? Or the pshat is that the schach, ba'asher hu schach, has to be in a place where it's shalta ba'en. L'mashal. I mean, you obviously can't see beyond the first layer. But let's say a person places something under the schach, l'na'osa, cases in the Mishnah is later, which is kasha. It doesn't create a problem of a sukkah, a sukkah or whatever. So a meister, the schach is black. Is there a problem with something shalta ba'ena? The answer is, as we discussed in that base, shalta ba'ena is not that the yoshid has to be able to see this, has to the pole see the schach. Person is in a schach and is wearing blindfolds. No, is it possible a sukkah suddenly? He's not yoshid, it's a sukkah. No such thing. Because the schach is positioned in a place where shalta ba'ena, where the eye would be able to see. So in that regard, we could say that the entire schach has to be in a position where there would be the possibility of shalta ba'ena. So that means if we view the entire schach as one entity, that means that the entire schach has to be within that location of shalta ba'ena. The bottom part of schach is blocking the layer above it from being seen. It's never about having to see it, actually. It's about that it is in a shelter, but in a location. That's what I say. It's a more lumbish. These are like a little pool kind of. That's the din. I think it's more than that. The very lumbish itself of Rabbah speaks to the conceptual requirement of shelter ba'in. So now, without the din of klosh, I have a problem here. Because I have one schach, and if the schach is partly positioned above chav, then it's pshat is that the schach is lamal mechav. Because schach has to be, the entire schach should have to be in the right location. What Klosh is doing for us is saying, well, no, because now we can imagine the top layer of schach to be non-existent, and I can imagine that all I have is the bottom, that's a separate schach. That schach is fine by itself. But the Gemara goes back with that. But if you do that, isn't it going to create its own problem? Chamas and Mitzilasa, However, he explained that, and then he said, no, but nasik, it's less than melech because I can use the top part to compensate for that, even though I'm saying close, but the mice, it's there, if it's there, then it can create tzilas melech hamasa. It does have tzilas melech hamasa status, but the close is solving for us that I can view the bottom layer as separate from the top, so therefore, it's that can be machshir. That seems to be why close is necessary. But now, there's another issue. So a close might be nice, and you could say it, but what happened to the problem of what? Self-kosof, what do I have mixed into the schach, the bottom layer of schach, which I'm separating from the top? But lemaisa, what's mitzdarif with it? What's coming together? What's ma'urav together with it? Schach amal mechav. I understand that I can separate the bottom layer, but the bottom layer is still, there's a schach pasul that's mitzdar b'ani schach kash. Meaning the top layer, which again, I want to view as separate, but it's mitzdarifimo, it's connected to it. So what happened to the problem of mitzdarif, like by mechubar? That's where Tosus Daf Tes comes in. That's where you have to answer that no, the whole problem of mitzdarif doesn't exist if I have enough tzilas mechamasa in the schach kasher. One answer. The other answer is not really, I could have a problem even then of mitzdarif, but the answer is that schach l'mal mechav is not called schach pasul in this perspective. Now, this is going to go play out back into the Sugyan Erevin in terms of what the Gemara means when the Gemara says, Ikaush is Havilei Hamasim Mitzilasa. And based on how you explain that line of Gemara, now you're going to have to know how it's going to be a problem on our Gemara, like we spoke at before. In other words, if the Gemara is discussing the case that it's right now Hamasim Mitzilasa, and yet there's a shita that says that it would be kasher, according to the second lashon of Rabbah, would be kasher. And here it says by hutzin it's pasul. If the Gemara means that it would become chamas and mitzilasa if I took away the top layer, right? And yet this madama that's going to be pasul because it's going to become that. So why are hutzin going to be kasher? After all, the same issue should exist over here. That if you that you would become chamas and mitzilasa. Again, those are the two ways that you can ask the kasher. From our sugya to that sugya. Again, but it all has to start by understanding that you need to be so-called kosh, at least right now in the sugya, that seems to be part of the Gemara and Erevin. You need kosh in order to allow you to separate the two parts. But what happens then? That's what the Gemara discusses. What would be then? Do you have a problem on your hands talking about mitzvah or not? And what that means. And then the issue of mitzdaref, and that's the discussion that we had before. And again, this is simply the just the mamish, the periphery of the sukkim, just not the, just pashas scratching the surface, but now you're ready to start learning the Tosus. Okay, and Isaac and Rafi and anyone else. Yeah.
How does that svar of Rabbah, it's not called mamish, like Shalta Ba'ena, how does that work with the funnest when you use schach? Because if we're going to say that the schach needs to be in a place where it is roi for Shalta Ba'ena, so that's the whole svar of funnest when you use schach falls away. And you could even use that with. Yeah. Hutsin that are besoch chaf, that if you have a part that is besoch chaf, then it's shelter behena because it's the same.
Yes, I would say that. Here, it's a good question. I would say that if it's fanas magias uschach, so that construct of a sukkah, then however high schach is, it's considered a location of shelter behena. In other words, if the funds from Gilz Schach, then even 100 amos is Shalta Ba'ena. So the Schach isn't a Shalta Ba'ena place. But it's not a Gilz Schach, then that's when we say that when you get to Chaf, you're in a low Shalta Ba'ena spot. So therefore, the Chel Schach, which is above it, means that the Schach is positioned, that part doesn't have Shalta Ba'ena, and the Schach is therefore viewed as being positioned low Shalta Ba'ena.
What's the difference between if the funds bring you up to the Schach, or if the Hutsin inside the sukkah
would be. You're asking, you're saying that why not say that, you're asking a different angle. You're saying why not say that just like Derech had funnels, you get to the schach, so Derech, the bottom layer of the schach, you'll get to the top layer. Interesting kasha. Now, why not say that that would accomplish the same thing that funnels magias would accomplish?
The star works by the funnels, it should work by anything that's within the sukkah, soch, esrim that would bring
it
about.
Yeah, but we discussed at the time, if you remember, we asked, what if you put up a sign on the sukkah? Look up, you know. So then would that help? It doesn't seem to be. It has to be somehow inherent to the sukkah. So you're saying, but this is also inherent. It's an interesting question. Okay, so I have to know, think about it. But I mean, look, kachavu, there's no two ways about it. You have to know. What about the other Lashonos? That already, I think it's easier to see Rav and Azera. I think Klosh indicates that without it, you would say there's a problem because it's miksha achas, like Idar you said before. It's one entity of schach, and therefore the problem is the schach is positioned somewhat in the wrong place. That itself would be a problem. Were not for this notion called Klosh. That's, I think, what you see in the Sugya. Rafi? I forget who else was asking. Rafi, yeah? We're coming to it. We're coming to all this. Yeah, I have it on my Makomas. We're coming back to that process, of course. Yeah, you have to know. Right. I want you to notice a few things when you start learning the Tosis in separate from everything else. I mean, like, Tosis is asking Klosh here. And Tos doesn't quote exactly the Gemara. I mean, Ramai said, does Tos mean to ask Adin Midin, it should be Pasul Midin Daraisa, Midin Rabbanan? Tos is very vague about it. In other words, now that you read the Gemara in Erevin, now you have to know what exactly what Tos is want over here. And also that base. Yeah.
We ask according to the Tos on test, why do you need Kalash?
Yeah.
According to the first Gemara, can you say that the case in the Arab is a case where by itself it wouldn't have more tilasa? So that's why you wouldn't put me.
That's right.
You could say that at least one of the first. Mm-hmm.
Right, but if you assume that there was enough, so what did the Gemara mean in Arabin?
Yeah, but you could assume that there wasn't enough, and then it needs a top three
mass. No.
So then when we cut it off, now it's standing by itself, it wouldn't have enough.
No, but the Gemara in Erevin means that if you cut off the top, it's going to turn into Chalas of Mitzilas. But right now you have enough.
You only have enough to connect to the top.
If you hold it, so again, according to Rabbi Yonatan, that would be kosher.
Because yes, according to the first thing of Tosafot, that's fine. It's just according to Rabbi Yonatan's definition of Tosafot. We wouldn't need to run it.
No, but Tosafot, if you hold the first Pshat of Tosafot, then it comes out the Pshat of Gemara in Erevin is the other way around. That the Gemara means it's going to become that. That we'll see that
that was one of the ways to understand.
It's going to write. So then really right now it is kosher. It really has enough sale. It just would become chamas in the silasa. Rabbeinu Tam's understanding of the Sugin Erevin is that you need to come on to the top, and you could come on to the top to make silasa b'mechamas. You can do that. You can use chacham amichav to mitzdare, to add to the to the bottom, because it's not called a problem of mitzdarei. So what the Gemara was saying, according to Rabbeinu Tam, was that without the top, I have chamasa meruba. Literally. But according to the first Mahalach of Tosafot Daf Tesamim Beis, the Gemara means the opposite. The Gemara means that it would become, that's what Tosafot here is going with, it would become chamasa meruba mitzilasa. But right now, in terms of what you have in that lower part of the schach, is silasa meruba. That's what I'm asking you, so what do you have to come out the coast? That's how it lines up.
Why can't you say that according to the first, you need close to the
according to the first approach of Tosis, the pshat in the Gemara in Erevin is that you have tzilasa meruba, there's no problem of a mitzdaret, because you have tzilasa meruba. What the Gemara meant to say that ikaushis haver chamasa mitzilasa means that it would evolve into a state of chamasa mitzilas. That's how Tosis, in the beginning of Tos Daf Tes, look at the end of the Tosis on Daf Tes and the Beis. Look at the very end of the Tosis. Look with me to that, this is going to make it clearer to you. He says, starting with Beresh Erevin Mashmaksas, take a look, the last five lines of Tosis, everybody. Listen again, everybody. Beresh Erevin Mashmak Sas Kapirish Rabbeinu Tam. Gabi mixes schach betochav mixes umal meach. Again, what did Rabbeinu Tam say? Schach umal chav. It's not a problem of mitzdarev. But a schach that's real pasul schach would be a problem of mitzdarev even if I have, right? If I have enough. But the problem of umal mechav is not a problem that's going to be schach pasul. So you see from that Gemara, like Rabbeinu Tam. It's mashma that you're going to be able to be machshir with the top, making it tzilasim. Because what did the Gemara say? That if you take away the top part, what are you going to be left with? Chamasim b'tzilas. Meaning, literally, right now. In the lower part, it's only chamasim ruba. So what makes it tzilasim ruba, the top part? And the Gemara, and if it's going to be kosher, what's going to be machshir then? The schach amal mechav is going to be contributing to the hechshir asukah. That's a raya to hut Rabbeinu Tam. Miyu, gabi hutsin yordan pirashna le'il. Dafil chashiv schach pasuk sheira, demari shetzilasim ruv mechamasa masha betoch eser, which is meaning Rabbeinu Tam's raya would not be a raya because the case of hutzin merely schach pasuk mal esim is called schach pasuk, but there's no bread. Because of its weakness, the wind will come and scatter it, all will fall down. So this is not Rabbeinu Tam to be in the Gemara. This is Tosus take on the Gemara in Arabic. It will become clear to everyone once you get back into the sugyas and in Tosus and but. Okay, we're just getting ourselves just oriented. Okay, Eita. I hope not disoriented. I hope oriented. I hope so. Yeah.
Eita. When we first read the Gemara and Rebbe said that when Kalash is Kalash Kamasa Maruba makes Elasa, and he said that the two pshat in there, either it's because there isn't enough physical staff to create the sale, or because there's a fall down with the process. So the first pshat, that's where Rebbe Tam.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying right now, but let me wait for, I mean, everyone's already over the head. Let's you get it yourself. You'll see that tomorrow we'll spell it out again. But yes, that's how we wind up.